Hello and welcome to Broadway Baby, the podcast taking one casual theater goer to full out fangirl. I'm your Broadway Baby, Alex Vasella, broadcasting from New York, New York, anarchist jurisdiction, so I'm told, which by the way, complete lie. Everything here is fine. It's nice and quiet. It's as good as it can be when the air is poison in the COVID era, but everyone's wearing masks and being nice to each other. So don't believe the hype, as they say. I would like to encourage you to do three things in the coming months. One is vote, one is organize, and the other one is read. Vote. We're a month out from the election, from the November 3rd election, arguably the most important election of our lifetimes. And over the past years, the president has done such horrible things over and over and over and over and over again that it's hard to keep track, on top of firing a pandemic team when a pandemic was coming up. So I would like to encourage you to vote for Joe Biden. Biden was not my guy. He really wasn't. I was a Bernie Warren person, but the alternative is way scarier. And what you also have to make sure you do is educate yourself about the down ballot races, the senators, the House of Representatives, your local elections, because A, local elections, they will strengthen things you want to see in your community. They are on the ground doing the work. And B, if you want to stop the rise of a next Mitch McConnell, get him when he's on the local level, because when we don't pay attention to those down ballot races, that's when people who really can mess things up later when they get more powerful start to gain power. So look up the candidates who are running on every part of your ballot if you can, and educate yourself to make sure that they meet your ideals. Like I was just voting for Queensboro president, and I wanted to make sure there was a candidate that would support things like fighting climate change and stuff. And I found my guy. He didn't win, but that's the point is to further the ideals you want to see represented in your community and in your country. Second, I want to tell you guys that you should organize, because activism and organizing and ground effort is just as important as voting. Voting is really important. It really is. But if all we do, a lot of times in this country, we feel like voting is a test we got to study for once every couple years. But really, we have to stay on the ground, moving, fighting for your ideals. And if you don't know where to start, and I also know we have a lot of newsstands following this podcast, which means some of you probably aren't old enough to vote yet, this is where activism comes in. And if you don't know where to start, we're a theater podcast. Look to your taste in theater. Okay, you love Hamilton? Look into Black Lives Matter. Support them. You love 21 Chump Street? Support prison reform. Look up, watch this documentary 13th by Ava DuVernay, and it will tell you all about, it'll use your theater taste as a jumping off point. You love Newsies? Look into Democratic Socialists of America, because they want a lot of the stuff that Jack Kelly wants. And the last thing I'd like to encourage you to do is to read. Now, this past 4 years has been a whole lot of horrible stuff. But it has not started now. These are things that we've been dealing with as a country, arguably since the beginning, through both Republican and Democratic presidents. And the more you read history and politics and the news, you will learn that this, it's not just bad actors in the system. A lot of the system is terribly flawed and needs to be changed. And so I love theater people. But when they tell me that all their knowledge of life they get is from theater and from Netflix and stuff, it scares me. It really does. Because, you know, great film and great theater can teach you stuff about life. That's great. There are philosophers who decided to write their philosophy in poetry because they thought the verse would be more impactful. And that's a great thing. But I encourage you to read nonfiction, find out how the world works, find out how the economy works, because you're going to find things that they're going to spur you to action. And just don't be complacent. Complacency is scary. When we don't understand what's happening around us, we become tools of that system. So that's my big lefty screed.